Man, delivering hard news is never easy, right? Like, I was really stressing, thinking about how was I going to break the news to you guys about, you know, switching from 5 days a week to 2 days a week. And I knew it wasn't going to be an easy conversation. But no matter what, I mean, you may not have a podcast, and that's fine. But we all have to go through phases where we got to break some hard news to people. And like, is there the right way to do that? Or maybe some tips to make that a little easier? Our therapist friend Leah on the show to help us break that down today.
Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
What's up? Today is September the 11th, which is never an easy day to say, right? Thinking about everybody today, and God, what a crazy day that was, right? Kind of wish we were doing Certified Mama's Boy during that time. I feel like we could have really... I don't know, emotionally help each other through that. It was such a different time though, right? Because all we had, we didn't really have like a bunch of commentary stuff. It wasn't like social media wasn't huge. If even existent, was it even existent at that point? I don't think it really was at least a big deal. I mean, just think about how we all sat there and just watched the TV that day and like listened to the radio. And remember like TV stations went off the air and it's like, it was crazy. Anyway, thinking about everybody with 9/11 today. Thank you for joining our show. Really appreciate it. We're based in three principles: live, laugh, love your mom. That means we live our lives out loud. We laugh a lot, and we love my mom, my co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
So can we admit that as an adult, there's no better place in the world than to be at home? I mean, I don't know if it's an introvert thing or everyone's going to agree with me on this theory here. But this weekend, I went to a place called Ocean City, Maryland. And for those who thought I wasn't going to go, I proved you wrong because I didn't think I was going to go either, to be honest with you. I kind of shocked myself that I didn't actually end up going to the beach over the weekend. The whole time that I was there, and this is the problem, is that there was a group of us and we were split between two different houses. And I got my own bedroom, which was nice. But like, I don't like to, I guess like if I was with like, best friends, it's okay to like spend the night away from home, but like I really don't like to spend the night away from home if like I'm not super close. And I don't know who's gonna be listening to this, so I don't think any of my yoga friends listen to this, but I don't like to spend the night away from home. Like literally when it goes to like trips, am I right? Like the coming home, like the like anticipation of going on a trip, amazing, right? And then you get there and like the beds just aren't right. You know what I mean? Like the, the temperature's not quite right.
The air's not right.
The fan's not right. Like the airflow's not right.
The light's not right.
Bathroom's far away. It just seems like, damn, this is not what I was hoping. So I actually came back a day early. Because I just was ready to come home.
You couldn't take it.
I couldn't take it. I just wanted to be in my own space. But do you feel that way too, Mom? Like when you go away, and I think it's just like different circumstances, right? Like if I go away like on a couple's trip and I'm with like a partner, that's typically okay. But if I'm with like a group of people, I don't know if it's like the energy. I don't know if it's like the sharing space with multiple people, but I'm just like, I pushed myself this weekend. I really pushed myself because I was like, all right, let's, you know, I'm going to like go outside my comfort zone. And the things that we did, by the way, super fun. I enjoyed it. I'm glad that I went, but I absolutely came home a day early because I was just ready to like get back in my own space. Do you know what I mean? Or no? Is this an introvert thing or is this like an adult thing? Which you're like, listen, I only got 48 hours of free time in a weekend and like two nights away from home. Like that better be, that's gotta be magical. Like if I drove back today, Sunday, and it was literally at, you know, if I get home at 4 on a Sunday, like that'd be extremely stressful. I'd feel like I wasted my whole weekend, you know?
Yeah.
Do you feel the same way though?
I think it's both. I think when you're with people that you're not accustomed to being with.
Yeah. Then, like long term.
Yeah. Like for, you know, more than a day.
Yeah.
Then, you know, you're not really on guard, but you're not truly relaxed. You know?
Yeah. Right.
So you can't really fully enjoy the experience. And then honestly, there's just no bed better than your bed.
No, there's
nowhere.
Not.
There's just
I don't
not.
Care. It can be literally the most comfortable bed you've ever slept in, and it's yes. still not your bed. You know what I mean?
That's
bed,
right.
And the bed was fine that I slept in, but like I don't know. I was happy to go, more happy to come home. Mm-hmm. But you know what, too? Here's what I realized, too, this weekend is, do you have friends that like you find out real fast if they're travel friends or not?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like there's two different categories of friends. There's travel friends and non-travel friends. And non-travel friends are great. Don't get me wrong. Like they're fantastic. Mm-hmm. Like, but you learn a lot about people. I would say, I got to be careful. This is all on recording. But I'll just say that. Like you learn a lot about people. It's like, it's probably like you're thrown into like seeing someone's worst side mm-hmm. when you travel with them.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because they're tired. Everyone's mm-hmm. schedule's off. You're spending way more time than you're used to.
Mm-hmm.
But have you done that before, Mom? Where you like even if it's and again these the people I travel with, like I you know I've mostly just done yoga. Some we've hung out, you know, socially. But like it was a big step. It was a big step this weekend, you know. To like
it was
see the progression.
It really was big
of. Of time, you know, of like, mm-hmm. this is a big step in our friendship relationship here of like, mm-hmm. we're going to really see like who I would really want to spend more than like 5 hours with. And this is going to be a big test. And you're going to instantly get put into a category of like, are you, you know, what I realized is there's, I just gotta be careful. I don't have that many friends here, so I gotta be careful. But I think you know what I mean, right? Two different categories. And we all have different categories. Like, yes, I would like to travel with you, or no, I don't. I would prefer not to travel with you ever again. Mm-hmm. And then mm-hmm. you do that once. You have to learn it once for every friendship group, and then for life. Like, you know what mm-hmm. kind. That's fine. Listen, it's fine. Yes. If you don't fall into one category or the other, it's fine.
Yes.
But let's be honest. Like, you know, you learn real quick which one's going to cut, make the cut, mm-hmm. and which one's not. And the next time when one of these things rolls around, and I get invited to go. I'll have mm-hmm. to assess the situation. Who's going to go? And then I'll have to see, is it majority people I'd want to travel with again? Or do I want to set this one out? You know?
Mm-hmm. I think the worst thing that I've experienced as far as overnight experiences has been going on a retreat and you're put in the same room. You share a room with someone you don't know.
Oh, I would mm-hmm. never. That's the one. That's the first question I ask about the living situation is, do I get my own room? Because if the answer is no, I'm not going.
I will always pay extra on retreat if it's possible. But occasionally, I mean, there's just not enough rooms.
No.
And you have to room with somebody. I mean, and so you go and you don't know who you're rooming with.
No.
And sometimes that works out well and sometimes not so well.
And that's it too.
Has been not so well.
I would say that could
more
be.
Often
there's
than not.
We're talking about different categories, right? That you can put your friends into. I would say, obviously, you've got like friends we'll travel with, but like, what about mm-hmm. roommate friends?
Mm-hmm.
Now that's like the next level. If they pass the travel test, then I would say the next one would be: could we actually be roommates? Like you and me sharing a room or a house together. Like, because even Dan, best friend, love the guy, right? Every time we travel, we get separate rooms.
Oh, yeah.
We always get two bedroom places because we just both want our space, you know?
Like, yeah. Well, you know, Margo and I do fine together. We've roomed together, you know, several times throughout our 44-year, you know, friendship. And we'll be rooming together, in fact, next month when we go to Augusta. We're going to Augusta together and we're going to be sharing a room together and it will be fine. In fact, it will be a lot of fun, but there are other people. Oh no. No.
Not doing it.
No,
and it only takes one screw up. Man, yeah, like it's really
does.
Like Abby, who I know listens to our podcast. I think we learned pretty quickly that like we aren't good roommate friends. And by that, I mean, I was an awful roommate for her and she was fantastic. I think she would put me in the non-roommate category and I would put her in the roommate category and it would take Because Abby, so Abby's my friend that listens to this podcast, and she's we went to college together. I met her in college, and it was Dan and myself and Abby, and we all, it was my junior year of college. We all moved into a house together. Now, keep in mind, we had all been really great friends. Like, obviously, me and Dan have been friends forever, and then me and Dan and Abby have become good friends, and we're like, this should really work out nicely, right? We do a lot of things together. We traveled together. Like, it was good. It was good.
She was like that, a sister.
That roommate step, though, is a real, even if you get along, even if you pass the travel test, it doesn't mean you're going to pass the roommate test. I think Abby learned pretty quickly when she moved in with two boys that she found to be fun people, that like the living situation was not quite the same. Not quite the same. So, yes, I put Abby in the roommate's square, but she would not put me there. Let me say something awful really quick. And I know this is like one thought that came to mind. This is, God, I'm going to feel guilty about saying this because I have her picture sitting right next to me. Tell me why this weekend, this is one thought that came to mind, was I'm really happy to not have a dog right now.
Oh,
I'm sorry,
Keith. Yeah.
I miss you. I'm literally looking at her picture right now. I miss you very much. Right. But there was definitely a part of me as a proud dog owner. And I loved Kiki. In case you don't know, I had a Chihuahua for 14 and a half years. She was fantastic. Her name was Kiki. Would do anything for that dog. Did everything for that dog. But literally now that everyone's like, well, when do you get another dog? I'm like, man, I don't. Remember how many times I had to clean poop off the floor and pee off the floor? It was literally like a constant battle.
Thousands of times. No.
4.5 years, actually. No. That's how long it was.
No.
For 4.5 years.
I could have never done that, honestly. Yeah. I could have never done
it. It was a lot.
It.
And then every time I traveled, it was so stressful because Kiki had five different medications she had to be on, seven by the end. Yep. I had to, you know, if her dog sitter, you know, typical dog sitter was available, it was fine, but it's still expensive. That adds up, right? So you're paying per night. And then if the dog sitter wasn't available, then I had to go find somebody else. I had to train the person of like, how to give her medicine, when to give her, are they available? Are they going to steal from me? Like, so incredibly stressful. So I really got to be honest. I'm not really rushing into getting a new dog. Like Kiki was such a fantastic chapter. Loved every minute of it. Wouldn't change. Even cleaning poop off floor multiple times a day. I wouldn't change it for the world just to change the chapter. But I'm just not sure that I'm ready. Even as much as I love dogs, I just don't know if I'm ready to like rush into it because there's like so many perks of not having a dog too. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like kind of thriving and then like the space of like not having a dog for a second.
So
you know what I mean?
I know. We go through that all the time.
Yeah. It's been a nice perk. And I'm sorry. Kiki is literally staring at me right now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's a big step to do that again.
But nobody's, I'm not ready to clean up anybody else's poop right now. Okay. Okay. So here's the deal. We got a big announcement coming up, and I think it's going to be within the next couple of days. In case you haven't been listening over the last week or so, I told you that there's a really big life-changing situation for my family, and you guys have been kind of predicting what it's going to be. And I told you, like, I'm just trying to get like some final things figured out before I can finally reveal this. And I told you, like, it could be my big news. It could be my mom's big news. It could be my dad's big news. It could be my brother's big news. It could be one of their partners' big news. Well, we'll keep it in the immediate family. We'll close it in because you guys don't know the extended family that well. So we told you this big news coming though, right? And I think this is going to be my plan, is that I'm hoping what's going to happen, because it's going to take work, but I'm hoping what's going to happen is that sometime this week, I'll be able to release the news to certified fans. On our More Mama's Boy channel. Now, we've never tried that yet, so that's why I say we're going to try this week, okay? Because don't send me messages yet. Don't ask how do I do it. I don't have the answers yet, okay? My goal, though, is some point this week for certified fans to get the news before anybody else. That's the plan, okay? And then most likely we're going to be off Monday. And then for, if you're not a certified fan, Tuesday, you'll get the news. So that's tentatively speaking. Mom, here's what I want to do. because the certified fans page has kind of been buzzing with situations of like what they think may be happening. And what I want to do is I want to throw these scenarios at you, and I want you to react to them as if they were real and how you would actually feel if these things were happening in real time. Make sense?
To me?
Well, I'm just saying, I'm saying if these scenarios that people are guessing that they are, and I'm not going to confirm if any of these are true or not, I'm going to say if these were true, I want to hear the Nancy Yancey reaction, because here's the thing. My mom's not very good. Not a very good actor at all. She can't really play along that well. We've learned this over years of doing a podcast together now. Like, she can't know anything beforehand. She can't keep any secrets. She can't act like she doesn't know something. So it's like, okay. I'm going to throw these scenarios at you, and I want you to react the way that you would react if this news actually were true.
Okay.
Makes sense? Okay.
Yeah.
One thing that I've been seeing a lot of is that I have a girlfriend. Your reaction.
That would be exciting, I think. I think that would be exciting. Yes. I would be excited.
I swear to God. Obviously, that's not the real one by my reaction, but I swear to God, if that's your reaction when I finally am in a relationship, that's going to be so disappointing after 5 years. I think that's good. Like, what?
Well, it depends if I know her or not. If I know anything about her. I didn't know anything about her.
Well, let's say that you know her and you like her at this point, because obviously at this point, you probably would have met her or at least know something about her, I'm assuming.
Okay. Okay. Yay. Fantastic. I'm so happy. She's such a wonderful girl. Oh, I'm so excited. Now we're going to have such a good time together.
Maybe I don't like this segment as much as I thought I was going to like this segment. Okay. Something else people think this is that I am going to go do Love is Blind, the reality show.
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. Just don't do it. No, don't do it.
What would mom's reaction be if that was the news?
I would be very worried about that.
You would not like that one.
I don't like that. No.
Okay. Mm-mm. Could be true. Could be not. I don't know. One thing we saw is that dad is done with chemotherapy. Your reaction to that?
Oh, that would be fabulous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thoughts on that?
I'd be very excited about that for him and for all of us. Yeah, that would be very exciting news. Yes.
One thing that we saw too in the certified fans page is that Brian and his husband Ant are adopting a baby.
Yay. Love grandbabies. Want some. That would be awesome.
So you'd love that one.
Don't care how they get here. Don't. Mm-mm. Just love them. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What else were we seeing? Well, we already said that Dramaggie's not having a baby. So like we already dispelled that one. Is there anything else? I'm trying to think if there's anything else that people were really saying that they thought maybe it was. Well, there you go. There's a little sneak preview of what news possibly could be. Oh, one more thing was that I had something. That's right. Maybe I'm saying this to throw you off. Like I was totally forgot about this. That I was, I got something coming up with a radio show, syndication, change of city, change of radio career was one of the final ones.
That's right. I'd be excited about that.
Yeah. And what would your actual reaction be?
Where are you going?
Well, let's say you already knew that I had a big radio opportunity and I was taking it. Uh-huh. And what would your reaction be to that? Yeah, you already know.
Okay. Yeah, I'd be excited. I'd be excited for you. And I'd want to know that Jess was going.
Okay. There you go.
Maybe, maybe not.
Mm-hmm. I can't say anything else other than that. That's all we can say until most likely, again, my goal is going to be, and it's a big news. It's definitely a big news. Certified fans most likely this week, be patient with me as I try to figure this switch out. And then everyone else, Tuesday, we'll plan on Tuesday. We're going to be off Monday because I'm going to be traveling. But Tuesday, we'll come back and we'll have the big reveal for everybody, hopefully, sort of, probably. just FYI, I'm going to be in Atlanta for the first time, or in Georgia the first time since the holidays.
Yeah, coming up. I'm so excited.
I'm planning on having a full show this week. I'm planning on having 5 days this week. And then I'll be in Georgia Friday, Saturday, Sunday, back Monday. So that is our plan. It'd be curious to see how it goes with the family. I don't know. I'm not sure. You know, last time I saw my family was when we had a big blow up and it wasn't great.
Mm-hmm.
So
wasn't praying so great.
That everything goes smoother than last time.
Oh, you're not blow. Praying nearly as hard as I am. Mm. Yes.
Hopefully it all goes well.
Yes.
All right. Mom, yes. Let's do our quote for this Monday.
Okay, it's from Antonio Machado. Walker, there is no path. You make the path as you walk. Now, when you think about that, you know, this life path that we're all walking on, you know, a lot of times we don't know where the path is going. We just kind of have to, you know, walk by faith and hope that we're walking in the right direction, right? Mm-hmm. But that's really how it rolls. I mean, we just keep walking. We just keep following the path. And if we go down the wrong path, we turn around. You know?
Do you think there is a wrong path?
I think there is a wrong path, but I think you learn from it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you learn from every experience in your life, good and bad. And yes, I think a lot of people go down the wrong path. Think about drug addiction. Think of any kind of addiction.
True. But I mean, I still feel like
you can go down the wrong path, but there's always redemption. You can always
I was going to say I've made a lot of bad decisions. But I don't feel like I would be who I was. I mean, like for example, let's take I was thinking about this weekend actually. My yoga thing was that I literally deciding to take the drugs that night was like such a terrible decision, right? Mm-hmm. And like effed my life up so bad for like months to years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, but I also don't feel like I would have been who I was today if I didn't do that. Like I'm almost scared of like what my life would have gone like if I didn't do drugs that night. Because really when I did, in case you don't know, the story there was I went out for it was like my first night out after being single, because I was really kind of pretty sad for a while. And then I went out, I did Molly, had a terrible reaction to it. It took me like forever to recover from it. It was bad. But like because of that, I started working out. I started like, I had to kind of like fight for my life a little bit. And because of that, it made me like a million times stronger than I was before, you know? So like, I almost am scared of what would happen if I didn't do that. You know what I mean? Like that would have really been scary to me. You know, like that's what I'm saying. I don't know that there is a wrong path. Like if I didn't go down that path that night.
But you turned around, and you turned around because of it. See, you turned around. You turned your whole life around because of that, actually.
That was interesting.
So you can always turn around, but you never know where life's going to take you, and you don't know what life's going to throw at you. You've got to be ready.
That's true. That's true. Mm-hmm. And just wait. Just wait to hear this news. You want to talk about being ready for something. Just wait. Y'all gonna find out about being ready for something. Whew, Lord. All right. Today's podcast is brought to you by Care of is fantastic. It's a subscription service that ships you high quality vitamins personalized just for you, by the way. The supplements, the powders, all of those shipped conveniently to your door every single month. If you want to change your life, you got to change your habits, right? And with Care Of, you get the tools and motivation that it takes to make it easy to like build and stick with a routine as you move in from the summer into the fall, right? And it's a perfect time, man. We talk about new season and new changes. Like this is it, right? You're shifting into a new routine this fall. Focus on habits that are going to help you adapt to changes that you want to make into this new season. And that's where Care Of can come in. Like maybe this is like the start of your wellness journey. And if you're like, I want to be healthier, like especially with the fall coming up, you know, this is season where more illnesses pop up and stuff like that. You want to be healthier and be prepared for all that stuff. Well, then you can, because you can just go to takecareof.com. They've got a quiz on there. It's just a super easy quiz. Answer a couple questions about your lifestyle and your health goals. And then they're going to make the vitamin picking process. I made that term up, vitamin picking process, even easier for you. And they're going to send them to you in these individual daily packs that are perfect for travel, right? You just throw them into your purse, your gym bag, your suitcase, and you're set to go. That's what I like about Care Up the best. It couldn't be any easier. They're taking the guesswork out of it. They've taken because it's not like you got to sit there with like seven bottles. Even let's say they recommend seven supplements. Let's just say hypothetically, and you choose all seven because you don't have to even choose the ones they tell you to. Let's say you pick them all up. And then imagine if you just had like seven bottles every day. You had to like, go open. Did I take this yet? Did I not? Like literally, it comes in a little packet. It's got your name on it. It's cute. It's got little quotes on it. It's an easy process. I'm a big fan of it. If you're trying to make healthier habits going into the fall, then go check out Care Of. 50% off your first Care Of order. Go to takecareof.com. Enter the code Kramer50. It's 50% off your first order for Care Of. Go to takecareof.com. Enter the code Kramer50. All right, certified fans, got some big news coming for y'all this week, man. Quick reminder that starting in October, we're going to a 2-day-a-week show. One will be for everyone. The second one is going to be for certified fans only. So hopefully you're thinking about making the switch over to our certified fans. It's a $6 a month contribution to our show. 100% of that money, by the way, goes into the cost of this production of this podcast. So just know thank you if you enjoyed this podcast and you're not a certified fan. Hopefully you got some gratitude for those that are able to contribute, because you know, without them, ain't gonna podcast, y'all. I told you I can't be financially strapped because of a podcast. That'd be crazy. No financial advisor would look at me and say that's a smart idea. So instead we say, hey, listen, this is a group effort, man. We can talk, and you know, who's willing to chip in a couple bucks a month? It's $6 a month. And one thing that we're doing right now is when you join Certified Fans, you're going to get a shout out and a welcome. When we have Nobody New, though, we do want to dedicate every show to somebody. So today, Nobody New, but wait, this whole thing just crashed on me. It was 471. We do want to dedicate today's show to 471, who did not fill out their form. So let me see if I can figure out who this is. Oh, it's Tabitha. Tabitha came back. That's right. I forgot. Tabitha just renewed. Tabitha,
you're not
technically 471, but you are on my list, so we're gonna give it to you today. Tabitha has been here originally with us because we just shouted her out not too long ago. Tabitha originally came to us on I don't know, Tabitha.
A long time ago.
I never remember where you came in, but anyway, your renewal number was 471. So today's going to be all about you. I don't remember where you're from. I'm pretty sure you're San Diego, but you may have been Phoenix. It doesn't matter. Today's all about you. Tabitha, thank you so much for your support of Certified Mama's Boy. Coming back, supporting us, that means the world to us. You know, for those that have come back and are excited for this next chapter of Certified Mama's Boy, it makes this job so much easier, by the way. Less people to convince. But also it just makes us happy to know that, like, you know, you have supported us and our multiple phases of a Certified Mama's Boy, you know? So Tabitha W is a certified fan of the day. Mama's give her a whoop whoop.
Okay. Whoop whoop to Tabitha W. We know you've been here a long time and we are really thankful for that. Thank you so much.
All right. That's it for actually. Well, don't forget, if you want to become a certified fan, let me explain how this works. You can just text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer8. You can also go to the show notes of this podcast or certifiedmamasboy.com. We'd love to see a bunch of y'all, because I know it's going to happen. It's like the first week of October. Hey, why are Certified Mama's Boy? I don't see it. It's not in the podcast player. I say, y'all, you know, you got to switch over. We got a new model going here now. So hopefully you'll do it soon. Text the word fans.
Not a new mama.
Well, not a new mom, hopefully. You never know.
Or unless that's the big news.
It could be. Maybe my parents are getting divorced because my dad's already got a new wife and now she's going to step in. Maybe they've been divorced and we haven't talked about it yet. I mean, it could be. Anything goes, the big surprise. Okay, Mom, that's going to do it for you today. Love you.
All right, honey. Love you forever.
All right. So this next young lady, her name is Leah Aguirre. She is my therapist friend that lives in San Diego. And Mondays we do Mental Health Monday, where she comes on and we talk about things that you might want to talk about with a therapist.
Okay, today we're talking about breaking hard news, and it's hard. I mean, breaking hard news is the worst, right? And there's
hard news is hard.
Hard, Leah. It's hard. And in case you haven't heard the news yet, I announced last week that we are shifting Certified Mama's Boy from 5 days a week to 2 days a week. And the decision to do this, number one, was a hard thing to do, right? Mm-hmm. And then knowing that I was going to have to come in front of you guys and like tell you was extremely anxiety inducing, because a lot of us we've had a relationship for a long time in some facet, right? Like some of you guys have listened to me for 20 years, some of you guys 5 years, but some of you guys come and check out this podcast every single day. And I had this sense of like, there's a lot of guilt with it. There was a lot of, and like some sadness too, thinking of like, well, I was hoping that I was going to transition from radio into a full-time podcast, but then realizing that probably wasn't going to be the route anymore, you know, having to make some hard decisions. Mm-hmm. So, but man, like having to break that news really tore me up before we even got to having to actually break the news. So I thought we could walk through today breaking bad news, and maybe mm-hmm. there's some coping methods of not only the what to do when you've got bad news to break, which I don't even know if that's therapy or not, but the feelings that come with news that you know may not be received that well, right?
Yeah. Because
a lot of y'all, I mean, we're all going to have hard conversations. And I'm hoping there's something we can take away from this episode that no matter what the hard conversation is, it, oh my gosh, we're getting divorced. Is it, oh my gosh, we're, you know, we
have to let you go.
We have to let you go, which is another hard conversation, you know? Like, mm-hmm. what's your take on it, Leah?
I think, I know you're going to hate
it. I think that you should just what?
No, I was going to say, I think I have a couple of thoughts. First, I think it depends on the news and what you're breaking, because I think, because when you were saying, like, when we first talked about this topic, I'm thinking, like, how do you do it logistically? Like, I know for my dad, sometimes he'll text me these, like, news about, like, a distant friend or family member that's passed, and sometimes I'm like, people that I'm closer to, they called, but sometimes even I'm like, I don't know if a text was good for that. Like in the mm-hmm. middle of the day to be like, this person passed away, or like,
right.
You know? So I think when you first said that, I was thinking sometimes like in person, obviously, I mean, you can't do that on a podcast, but like, I was thinking just logistically of like, I think depending on the news, I think you have to consider what's best.
Different way, right? Yeah. Well, unfortunately on a podcast, there's only one way. I'd love to come to each of your house and explain this to you, but right.
Yeah,
that'd be a huge financial burden.
Yeah.
But like, let's start with before you even get to the conversation, like I like sitting there with these feelings of like, oh my God, somebody's going to be mad at me. Oh my God, this is not going to be received well. Somebody's going to have an emotional reaction by the news I'm about to tell them. And I already have like pre-guilt and fear about how that's going to go.
So it's almost like too, when we're talking about this type of news and like making a decision, a hard decision, again, even if it's not like a fun one, like a divorce, right? Like, and I'm not saying this is fun for you, but like, it's going to provide a lot of relief ultimately and be good and better for your overall well-being and having more balance. I think you have to remember why you're making this decision, like have this conversation with yourself and remind yourself of the reasons why and why that aligns with your values and the things that matter to you. Mm-hmm. That was my first thought. And then, also normalize and validate that it's normal to feel anxious or worried or feel scared of sharing this news. Cause I think sometimes we want to avoid feelings or we try to find ways to not feel that way. But I think it's so human and normal to feel anxious or scared or like guilt, right? When we're breaking something,
of course,
breaking hard news like that. So I think normalizing that. And then
so just telling yourself it's okay to feel anxious about this, like, because this is anxiety inducing.
Yeah. And I think too, with something that's like a ultimately good decision for you or like a boundary, for example, is like, it's a short-term discomfort. It's going to be hard. But long term, it's going to benefit me and benefit everyone around me too, ultimately, right? If you're happier and feeling better. The third thing I was thinking too is we can't control other people's responses. and that acceptance piece and just saying, people are going to have feelings, people are going to have reactions, and that will be hard, but I can't control or influence that. There's only so much we can do. And right. I talk to a lot of people that too, about like within like relationship dynamics, not romantic even, but like, you know, with friendships or family, like we worry so much about the feelings of others, but sometimes like, even if we have the best of intentions and we want to do the best thing for ourselves, for them, for people in our lives, we can't control their response because change is hard. And a lot of people might react in a way that maybe feels extreme or maybe feels unwarranted or that makes us feel guilty, but we can't control that. So knowing that's their process and this acceptance of, it doesn't mean it's a bad decision. It doesn't mean I did something horrific, but we can't.
Well, when, so if there's, I'm trying to now go to like the moment of, all right, I got the news. I got a break, right? Here it comes. Right. Leah, like all the guys you break up with, right?
Okay.
Hundreds of thousands of men now I've had to.
Okay.
But seriously, you know, I mean, that's actually, you know, that's, I think for you and I, since we're, you know, in the dating world, it's somewhat common, never easy, right? You know, you worry about it and you worry about how it's going to go. Is there anything that like in that moment you think is like a better way to break hard news when it comes to other people's feelings?
I think just being,
or does it not matter because you're just like, well, I don't care.
I think direct and forthcoming is also best versus excuses or like lying, right? I think, because again, like even if we're trying to spare feelings, I don't think you'd be like, you know, like this podcast is killing me inside, like that. Like I think there's a way to do things like,
my soul is dead. I hope you guys are friggin' happy. Okay, enjoy your
right. Oh, I think it helps to be transparent to a certain extent and to be direct, because I actually think that's kinder versus being like, I might be going back to 5 days in the future. Who knows? Like kind of like, or
I do that.
I know.
And I've even said that. I'd be like, well, I don't know. Who knows in the future? Like we might.
I do find myself
saying that to like soften the blow.
But I think it is like if we're looking at like a breakup situation, that's not cool because then it leaves the other person like.
Oh, I was the king of that back in the day. Here's my line that I used to love to use is like, God. I mean, I don't know what the future is going to hold, right? Like, who knows how I feel in the future? But like today,
that's terrible because it leaves the door open. So I think with being like, it's not there. It's like. I'm
literally starting to get like cringe, like anxious right now as we're talking about all these things. I just feel that feeling of like having to break hard news.
But I think it's kinder to be direct and firm and like versus like sugarcoat things. And even if it helps a little bit short term with whoever you're breaking the news to, it's not fair. Like I even think boundaries are kinder than you resenting someone and avoiding things, or like you are like doing things begrudgingly. And so it's kinder when you're direct and forthcoming versus lying and then also building your own resentment and nobody having a clue that that's how you're feeling. So I actually feel like it's healthy and appropriate to be more direct and forthcoming. And I think you'll have better results, even if there are hurt feelings or people are upset, because people are going to be bummed. But what can we do?
Right.
Like it's kind of like, and I know this is different, but like, you know, leaving the clinic, I left a lot of clients and that was really crappy. And I wasn't going to take their insurance. And I also was like setting this firm, like kind of like I am going to work on my own. And that was really hard, but it needed to happen. Sure. And I had to do it for my own mental health and just long term. Like I want to sustain as a therapist. So I didn't relish in it, but I didn't sugarcoat it. And I was just very like firm, and most people actually took it better than I thought, but it was hard. Like it wasn't fun.
You had to break up with like a ton of people all in the same time.
Yeah. It was really hard. So I've been there, and I just think, instead of even being like, maybe I'll come back or like, follow me. Like, that's not realistic because people can't like, if they're not going through insurance, you know, but either way, it was hard, but I think so I had to do it over and over and over again. And yeah, I just think tough. It's part of, I mean, it's part of life too, is like just being clear in
just
our feelings.
Knowing that you're going to have hard conversations. Right. They're almost unavoidable, you know? Right. That's interesting. Cause I do find myself when I have hard news to always like try to put something kind of like, yeah, but I don't know. That's good. That's a good one. That's a good episode right there. I feel good about that.
Great.
All right. Well, Leah is on a lot of ways to connect with old Leah over here.
Find me. That was a terrible toss.
Sorry.
You were like, well, you said that's weird. A fine episode here. And then that was confusing.
Yeah. You felt like that was, like we had stopped recording and now you realize that threw me off my game.
Yeah. So you can find me on Instagram at Her True Empowerment, where I link everything, my books, my Psychology Today blog and everything and anything.
But you know, it's not, the episode's not over there until you say what.
So check it out.
Alrighty. That's it. So yeah, bear with me this week and we'll give you more information about this big news. I think it'll all start to click. Once you start to get the full picture of what's happening here when it comes to like having to cut the podcast down, you'll get it. I think you'll understand the whole picture at the latest for everyone. If you're not a certified fan, by the latest next week, right? So, all right. Have the best Monday you can possibly have and we'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, Kramer. This is Lauren. Don't you dare feel guilty about saying that your kids were disappointed that the Legos were incomplete, because he knew that he didn't put all the pieces in there. The kids said there was more in the house. It wasn't just a few, like a couple pieces, like 10. It was 190. That's a lot of pieces missing. So anybody deserves to get their money back. So, I mean, I think it's fine to say it was your kids. Maybe next time you say, we were putting it together, and he can think what he wants. But no, you deserve to get the money back regardless. Like, that's basically fraud. I would have done the same thing, so don't worry about it. Talk to you later.
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.